William Morrow and Harper Audio present The God of Good Looks, a novel by Breanne MacIver, performed by Varya Williams and Alexis Rodney. For Andrew. 1. Bianca Bridge, a portrait of the artist as a young woman. The object of the artist is the creation of the beautiful. What the beautiful is another question. James Joyce. Sunday, 14 January. Self-interview number one, in what is to be a very illustrious journal. B. Why have you succumbed to this self-interview? B. For the money. Okay, really? For the conversation. For the record. To remind myself that although I spent yesterday near naked, being slathered with chocolate syrup and squirted with whipped cream for a Valentine's Day photo shoot, I'm not a human sex doll. It's easy to forget that when a photographer is yelling at you to arch your back and pull your panties lower and the combined actions cause that awful sticky syrup to slip into your body's crevices. And even at home, even after using the most aggressive body scrub, you can't get that Hershey smell off your skin. When you work as a model, it's easy to forget that you're a thinking, remembering person and not an amalgamation of statistics. 32A boobs, 26-inch waist, 34-inch hips. So here I am, writing to remind myself that I am Bianca Bridge, daughter of Belinda Bridge, born in St. Clair's Nursing Center, Port of Spain, Trinidad and Tobago. Soon to be author of A Life in Three Loves, the working title of my magnum opus, or my only opus since I've never written a book before. That's the real me. The Bianca who still exists behind the girl in the modeling photos. So, real Bianca, write something real. But I can't. All I can think of is how to work my angles, stand on my tiptoes to stretch my body longer, cross my right leg over my left to hide the scars on my knee. I am being stupidified. The quest for sexiness is erasing the parts of my brain that used to be able to quote Shakespeare and Walcott. Instead, I have images of Victoria's Secret angels and itty-bitty thongs replacing these authors as my research. When I turned 20, I began keeping a list of every book I read. That first year, highlights included Anna Karenina, A House for Mr. Biswas, and The Autumn of the Patriarch. And now, 4 years later, The Fat Flush Cookbook, Skinny Bitch in the Kitch, Kick-Ass Recipes for Hungry Girls Who Want to Stop Cooking Crap and Start Looking Hot. Both actual books, Google them. So this is my promise to myself. I am going to write something smart. I am going to keep myself sane. And I am going to give up modeling. Soon. Monday, 15 January. Self-interview number two, in which the author attempts intelligent conversation. B. When did you know that you wanted to be a writer? B. Well, Bianca, I walked around reading to my mother before I even knew how to read. I would flip the pages of some children's picture book as I invented stories that deviated wildly from the original material. It's a credit to my mother's parenting that she not only encouraged this practice, but often asked questions about recurring characters' motivations. B. Can you give us an example of one such recurring character? B. There was Peccadilly Parrot, a prince among parrots, who was always saving Princess Parrot from various villains. My first lesson in feminism was my mother asking me why Princess Parrot seemed so incapable of saving herself. Tuesday, 16 January. Self-interview number three, in which the author asks a hard question. B. When did you stop being an interesting person? B. I don't know. I used to feel as if I had so much to say and no one to talk to. I guess the situation has improved in that I now have nothing to say and no one to talk to. So at least my brilliance is not being wasted, on account of it no longer existing. Wednesday, 17 January. Self-interview number four, in which the author admits defeat. B. How long will you keep up the pretense of this interview? B. Not one word longer. Thursday, 1 February. Yes, I'm back.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?